Report, Biden admin flying 270 migrants from South Texas to El Paso. By Bob Price on March 8, 2021. The Biden administration is flying migrants from packed Border Patrol facilities in the Rio Grande Valley sector to El Paso. According to U.S. Representative Veronica Escobar, DTX. Two flights carrying 270 migrants in total are expected to make the journey on Monday, a local charity group said. Congresswoman Escobar noted that the migrants are being tested for COVID-19 and will be quarantined when they test positive, El Paso Matters' Renee Plogic reported. She did not indicate if they are being tested before or after they are flown to El Paso. The El Paso representative said she has been in close contact with the Department of Homeland Security to ensure the safety of the El Paso community and the refugees. Annunciation House's Ruben Garcia stated they expect two flights on Monday carrying 135 migrants on each flight. They are overwhelmingly family units and there is a preponderance of families from the Northern Triangle of Central America, Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala, Garcia told the local news organization. Garcia said the migrants will be processed in El Paso and released to Annunciation House while they await travel arrangements. He said he expects they will be transported to their destinations across the U.S. after a couple of days. He added that they will only accept COVID-negative migrants at his shelter. The City of El Paso Office of Emergency Management will house any COVID-19 infected migrants at a hotel. Breitbart Texas reached out to the Department of Homeland Security for confirmation and additional information regarding the migrants' flights. A response to the questions has not been received as of press time. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price PTX and Facebook. Editor's note, this article has been updated to add a link to El Paso Matters. The article originally linked to the article being reposted on CVIA in El Paso.